Democratic candidate for Governor Cynthia Nixon says Governor Andrew Cuomo could be doing a lot more to protect undocumented immigrants in New York State. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, this comes after last week's raid on a dairy farm in Rome by Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
Standing outside an ICE field office in Syracuse, Nixon says Cuomo's fiery words on threatening to sue the agency are welcoming.
But like so many things that he does, he was long on rhetoric and short on policy and short on action.
Nixon says she supports driver's licenses for undocumented immigrants, which she says would curb deportations.
You have to drive to be able to get to work. You have to be able to drive to take your children to the school, to go to the doctor. If you don't have a driver's license and you get stopped for a minor traffic infraction, then the police officer there understands that you don't have a driver's license, that you're undocumented, and then the system just gets tripped.
Nixon calls for passing the Liberty Act, which would draw a line between state and federal law enforcement on immigration issues. She says there are a number of executive orders Cuomo could make to stop sharing information and cooperating with ICE. Former Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner, who has been considering a run for governor, declared Syracuse a sanctuary city last year. Nixon says she's not surprised Miner did that. She says she's had conversations with Miner, is a great admirer of her, and calls her a tremendous leader. In Syracuse, Tom Agnarelli, WRVO News.